Mr. Katz has accused you of stealing a manuscript and you won't address the issue?
This is a little of how Tom Godlewski's newest play sounds.
I have been advised by my attorney to not comment on that. I would prefer to stay on the subject of what a brave, honorable man Mr. Nicholson was.
But it sounded far different when Godlewski first brought the play to Asheville's Magnetic Theater and artistic director Katie Jones.
He presented me with a very rough script. It was not written in like a play format at all, but he had a pretty decent story and then some beautiful songs.
They said, oh, we are going to do your play, but it's not ready. And I was like, what? I thought it was okay. I was satisfied with it and I was happy with it.
I cannot tell you how many plays I read that have great dialogue and nothing happens. But in this, it was like, okay, well, something's happening. We just need to help him hone in on the characters' voices and the dialogue.
The finished play, as it will premiere on Magnetic Stage, is a bluegrass musical called The Sparrow and the Whippoorwill, and it tells the entwined stories of a war veteran and a nurse who cares for him.
It was a time when hearts were young and love grew strong, hand in hand on the front porch swing.
Godlewski, who has spent nearly his entire 60 years living on the land his grandfather built on, is best known as the vocalist, bassist, and chief songwriter of the bluegrass band Buncombe Turnpike. Playwriting has been another of his creative outlets for 20 years.
I wanted to write a book, and I got ADD. I didn't think I could sit down and write a whole book, so I started writing short stories. Once I started writing plays, they're not the greatest plays in the world, but for me personally, when you do a play, you can use mountain language, you know? You can write it how somebody would say it.
The Sparrow and the Whippoorwill is his fifth play produced locally, but with Magnetic's guidance, it's his first to flesh out a character-driven narrative rather than couching a medley of music in the guise of a play. While the play is fiction, Godlewski said he peppered it with strands of truth, just as he has done throughout his career writing bluegrass music.
Thousands of people in the crowd, an event like you've never seen. Asheville, summertime, Saturday night, it's shindig on the green.
Much of the music in the play comes from the Buncombe Turnpike catalog, though Godlewski and other collaborators pitched in new music. The dialogue threading it was also a collaboration of sorts. It began with a table read where cast members read through the script and gave feedback to Godlewski. One person told him his original script was confusing.
I was like, what? Confusing? And she was confused because it wasn't a musical. No character sang. She said, is this a musical or is it a play with music? And I said, well, it's going to be both.
The cast then began improvising based on the descriptions in Godlewski's original text. The playwright went home and listened to recordings of those improvisations to help flesh out the scripted dialogue. Jones said such reconstruction is common when workshopping new theatrical works, citing the 6-year process to bring Tony Kushner's Angels in America to life.
Theater is a collaborative art form, period, right? Because a playwright hands their work to a director, then there's actors and designers. Every single one of those people puts their own mark on the show. And that's why shows even get done multiple times, because productions are different.
So at the end of that table read, I looked at the table around all those people and I pointed out, I said, you all are so mean. And they all laughed. And I was being silly because I knew that it was for the betterment of my show.
He is a very improvisational performer, and in terms of his storytelling style, I'm sure that when he's done stories before, he kind of has a base of like very cryptic notes, and then he just extrapolates from there. So it turns into a performance, but we sort of were like, well, when you're working with other people, you have to make it more clear. And he was awesome about it. Tom has actually learned to write dialogue as a result of this process.
Godlewski said after putting this play behind him, he and Buncombe Turnpike are back to working on new music for what will become their 9th studio album. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.